John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your siding, gutters, roofing, and siding experts. Amy Jo Brillat facing a cascade of felony charges, including larceny and financial traction devices offenses, has entered no contest pleas across two separate cases. The move sets the stage for a high-stakes sentencing where Brolin, already an habitual offender, could be looking at up to life in prison for some counts. Crucially, any sentence handed down will run consecutive to her existing parole, meaning no credit for time already served. During the proceedings, a somber moment as Brolin, appearing remotely, shared she's navigating the recent loss of her mother, underscoring the personal toll of her legal battle. With full restitution agreed upon, the focus now shifts to April 27th, 2026. That's when the court will determine Brillat's ultimate fate, weighing sentencing guidelines against the severe implications of Michigan's habitual offender laws. This case offers a stark look at the intersection of personal tragedy and the justice system. And in a Michigan courtroom, the case of People versus Richard Lee Lisowski is taking an unusual turn, with the defendant currently behind bars and his exact location a point of discussion. The court has moved swiftly to lock in key dates. An arraignment, typically a straightforward first appearance, has been adjourned to Thursday morning, March 26th. Why the urgency? Prosecutors are citing the critical 180-day rule, pushing to keep the case on track since he is incarcerated. To further secure the legal timeline, a 2.5 jury trial has already been pre-booked for July 28th at 9 a.m., This proactive scheduling aims to prevent any further delays, ensuring justice proceeds despite the defendant's incarceration. In Huron County Circuit Court, Raymond J. Parent was handed down a 2-year probation sentence for felonious assault. Parent, who entered a no-contest plea, faces a 365-day jail term with 60 days already served. The remaining time is suspended, but only if he successfully navigates his probation. Key conditions are firm. Parent is prohibited from possessing any firearms, a point highlighted at a unique agreement to permanently transfer family weapons away from him. He must also maintain an absolute no contact with the victim in the case, staying at least 500 feet from her home or workplace. Acknowledging parents' military service, the court has opened the door for VA-provided services to fulfill his substance abuse and mental health services. The sentence underscores a clear message: comply or face full weight of remaining jail time. In a dramatic turn in a Michigan legal case, Stephen Scott Mihalik faces charges, banished from his final pretrial hearing today. But that's not all. Authorities say he allegedly cut off his electronic tether, one placed by his bonding company, not the court, and then fled a domestic violence incident. Now, a bench warrant, is out for his arrest. Prosecutors are not only seeking his immediate capture, but also plan to hit him with new felony absconding charges, citing a pattern of similar disappearances. Despite the manhunt, the jury trial date for March 24th firmly on the calendar. This puts defense attorneys in a tough spot, worried about preparing for trial if Mihalik is eventually found and jailed far from home. We'll bring you more as this story develops. When we come back after this Al Hansen sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Tyler here with Al Hansen Motors. Many times people shop for a vehicle online and they see a price that seems too good to be true, because it is. Those dealers charge dock fees and financing fees that can add at least $1,000 onto the price of the vehicle, and many times even more. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees and we never charge finance fees. And at Al Hansen Motors, we're always willing to make a deal. First up this week is a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has heated cloth seats, remote start, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With only 85,000 miles, we're asking $16,980. And if you're looking for an SUV that has all the bells and whistles without breaking the bank, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded with every option available. It has 103,000 miles and we're asking $17,980. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry, we got you. I just received a 2017 Cruise with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and gets up to 40 miles per gallon. With only 78,000 miles, we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2017 Ford Fusion that has only 123,000 miles. It is also good on gas and we're asking $9,980.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. We're looking at our national news. Bird flu impacts California wildlife. Health officials in California have canceled popular wildlife tours at Año Nuevo State Park after a bird flu outbreak was confirmed among elephant seals. This marks a significant expansion of the virus into marine mammal populations along the West Coast. Biologists are closely monitoring the colony to determine the rate of transmission and a potential impact on pup survival rates this season. The public is being urged to maintain distance from any stranded marine animals to prevent further spread. In other national news, Columbia River Dam operations change. A federal judge ordered immediate changes to the dam operations on the Columbia and Snake Rivers today to protect declining salmon populations. The ruling requires the government to increase water spills over the dams to help juvenile fish migrate to the ocean. The decision is a significant victory for tribal nations and environmental groups who have argued that current operations violate the Endangered Species Act. Hydropower advocates warn that the changes could lead to fluctuations in regional electricity prices during peak demand months. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our international news, Myanmar pardons 10,000 prisoners. The military government of Myanmar announced a pardon for 10,000 prisoners today ahead of the opening of parliament. This follows an earlier report of airstrikes on a trading site that killed more than two dozen people. Human rights organizations are viewing the pardons with caution, noting that many political prisoners remain in custody. The move is seen by some as an attempt to project an image of stability and reform amidst ongoing civil unrest and international pressure. In other international news, lunar eclipse to occur Tuesday. Astronomers confirmed today that a total lunar eclipse will be visible across several continents on Tuesday. The event, often called the blood moon, occurs when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, casting a red shadow. The eclipse will be most visible in parts of the Americas, Asia, and Australia. Scientific organizations are encouraging the public to participate in citizen science projects to record the moon's appearance during the event for atmospheric research. When we come back after this Bresky Builder sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have two obituaries to report for this hour. Shirley Sturgis Blome, 91, of Elkton, passed away peacefully on February 28th at Rose Garden Senior Living. Shirley was born on February 17th, 1935, in Berkeley, Michigan. Shirley is survived by her sister Donna and Betty. Funeral services for Shirley will be Wednesday, March 4th, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the Free Methodist Church in Bad Axe, with burial to follow in Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation for Shirley will be at the church Wednesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Donations may be given to the Free Methodist Church of Bad Axe. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Bernard Ben J. Leese, age 80, formerly of Port Hope, passed away Thursday, February 26, at Hampton Manor of Van Buren. He was born on September 19, 1945, in Harbor Beach. He and Maxine Guitar were united in marriage on May 27, 1972. She preceded him in death on June 25, 1994. Ben and Joanne Jeffers were united in marriage on August 31, 1996, in Port Hope. Ben also served in the U.S. Army during Vietnam. He is survived by his wife, Joanne, children, Jennifer, Bernard, Juliet, Jill, stepchildren, grandchildren, and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ben will be Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Ben will be on Monday from 2 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Visitation on Tuesday will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Veterans Foundation and or the Harbor Beach Local Outreach Program. Memories can be shared at Ramsey Funeral Home or ramseyfh.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.